This is KCUR 89.3. Northwest Missouri State junior Justin Pitts was named the NCAA Division II Player of the Year this week by Basketball Times magazine. He's a 5'9" point guard from Blue Springs South High School, but as Greg Eklund reports for KCUR 89.3, he faced a difficult choice when his family moved between his junior and senior years.
A 5'9" junior guard from Blue Springs, Missouri, number one, Justin Pitts!
Because he isn't tall and bulky, Justin Pitts didn't grab much attention from college recruiters while in high school. So he ended up at Northwest Missouri with only a partial basketball scholarship to begin with and redshirted his first year. When Pitts finally got a chance to play, he made an impression right away. Pitts was the team's leading scorer and became the MIAA Conference Freshman of the Year. In each of his two seasons since, he's been the Conference Player of the Year, and with 1 year to go, he has already become the Bearcats' all-time scoring leader.
Left 40, back at Pitts' left side. Long three, on the way, nothing but the end.
But that moment might not have happened if Pitts hadn't faced a tough decision. His father, Reggie Pitts, was working at the Folgers Coffee Plant in downtown Kansas City. One morning, there was an emergency plant meeting.
They kind of told us what was going on, you know, with the plant and how they would save $60 million to consolidate everything to New Orleans, and they were going to be shutting the plant down.
Reggie chose to transfer to the New Orleans plant. It happened when Justin was a junior in Blue Springs South High and just beginning to come into his own as a basketball player. So Reggie and Dodie Pitts were forced to make a decision: bring Justin with them to New Orleans or let him finish his last high school year in Blue Springs.
He was so close, and we didn't want to, you know, pull him from that. And he was doing good in school and in basketball. So the decision was mutual, and he wanted to stay and finish out at Blue Springs South.
For his senior year, Justin moved in with his best friend, Carl Martin, and his mother, June.
June and I are really close, and if he stayed, that's who I would want him to stay with, because I knew she would really make sure he gets things done.
And the second consecutive year, your Player of the Year award for Northwest Missouri State, Justin Pitts.
If Justin Pitts would have followed his family to New Orleans, Bearcats coach Ben McCollum would not have seen him play.
The first time I watched him, I thought he was going to be too small for us, honestly. And then, like, well, let's bring him in and see how he plays with our guys. Came up and played with our guys and was as good as any player that we've brought in.
But it wasn't a slam dunk, so to speak, to stay in Blue Springs, according to Justin, as he remembers the pros and cons.
The pros was I already kind of made a name for myself in Kansas City and Blue Springs South, and I didn't want to have to go somewhere and try to prove myself again, which I already had proven, but the cons were, like, leaving my family.
Basketball was important to Justin, but so was doing things with his younger brother and sister.
I love being around my family, and they all left. I mean, it was pretty hard at first. Like, not even simple as not even playing, like, Xbox with my little brother, just going outside and just playing with them. That was tough.
Needless to say, the decision to stay behind worked out for everybody. Dr. Rochelle Harris is a psychologist in behavioral sciences at Children's Mercy Hospital. She says there's potential psychological damage if a teen is uprooted between junior and senior years in high school.
Their social connection takes a while to establish and cement. And I think that by the time kids are moving into their senior year, a lot of those relationships are established.
Because Justin Pitts was detached from his family as a high school senior, Harris says it's almost like Justin Pitts was adjusting a year early to being away from home like a college freshman would. She says she has seen cases like this.
What I know is that the parents who early on recognize that they have a limited time with their teenager in which that teen can learn the skills that they need to problem solve independently, that those teens will do better.
Coach Ben McCollum believes that senior year made Justin stronger mentally when he arrived on campus at Northwest Missouri.
Some kids from what you would think is unbelievable backgrounds, two-parent homes, do everything for their kids. A lot of times those kids have a lot less confidence because they never accomplish anything on their own. Whereas Justin, those guys have a natural, you know, confidence because they've had to accomplish things on their own.
This year, the Bearcats, with a 32-1 record, are trying to become the first team in NCAA Division II history to win a football and basketball national championship in the same school year. They're in Sioux Falls, South Dakota for a national quarterfinal game against St. Thomas Aquinas College of New York. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Greg Eklund.